Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. We have long perceived the ocean as a self-healing place. Fair enough, given for centuries its implacable capacity to receive and assimilate the detritus of our living ashore. We have deposited into it our waste of every kind in growing exponential volume. We have not hesitated, deliberately or accidentally, to deposit therein our sewage, garbage, toxic manufacturing byproducts, chemical effluent, lost ships, even our dead. It was not so long ago that obscure pipes from somewhere protruded into the sea to release foul, inexplicable streams of poison, and we gave this, if we were even aware, no second thought. Nor did we consider that the towers of our power plants or the tailpipes of our cars might release invisible emissions into the air that would not waft innocently above the land, but rather dissolve into water as acid, concentrated enough to change the basic pH of streams and lakes, even the ocean itself, to interrupt the food chain or suffocate every living thing therein. What difference could it make? The ocean is so vast. How could these incremental bits and pieces of human activity ever add up to such an outcome? And even if so, what ultimate effect could be imagined that would dissuade us from the benefits of the Industrial Revolution, technical advancement, and improved quality of life? As with the raw materials we extracted from the land for this extraordinary human progress, how could the ocean, so enormous in its extent, ever be finite or taxed to its limit? Our assumption was that nature existed only to meet our needs. We were to apply our imagination and innovation to the transformation of natural resources into energy, implements, systems, and wealth, in sum, to feed, shelter, and improve our lives in an ever-increasing radius of expectation and well-being. These resources were perceived as infinitely available for us to consume, at first for our basic needs, then for our desires, and then now ultimately for our entertainment. There was no envisioned limit to fuel, water, or the productivity of the land and sea, and so why not take whatever, forever, without hesitation? To be sure, these are not observations or alarms newly made or sounded by me. We have heard these laments for decades, and we have attempted to deal with some of the effects with regulatory legislation to protect clean air, clean water, and coastal wetlands. Nonetheless, we have proudly dammed and relocated rivers from their natural flow, decapitated mountaintops to be screened, transported, and burned, filled those wetlands, and organized our lives around the automobile, all to sustain a voracious appetite for growth, consumption to feed consumption, a cultural gluttony that has gone mostly unlimited. Yes, now even those once well-meaning attempts to limit the demand in the name of conservation and public health are going by the political wayside as a result of consequently diminished supply, increased costs, and the corporate insistence of those who feed on the feeding. But don't worry, never fear. If we need more, we can always find it safely and cleanly and infinitely in the ocean. That assumption has been severely challenged over the past years by tsunami, extreme weather, offshore accidents of our making, and evidence of collapsing fish stocks and diminished biodiversity. Ocean research continues to reveal what have been the invisible impacts of these actions. Recently, in my doctor's office, I was looking at a poster warning patients of the dangers of eating certain fish, different species, such as tuna, shark, swordfish, and others, containing critical amounts of mercury and other chemicals, specifically inimical to the health of pregnant women, among others. Afterwards, at the supermarket counter, there were those same fish, purportedly better for us than processed foods or meat products chemically enhanced. The swordfish was selling briskly. Isn't it as obvious as that? The ocean did not protect that fish from the circulating poison. That fish was not protected from the relentless market demand. And that consumer was not protected from an unexpected threat to health and life. In that one ubiquitous situation lies evidence of the growing proof that the ocean is no longer a self-healing place. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.